Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wanted to find something for you tonight. The definition for pervert. It means to lead someone away from what is considered right, natural, or acceptable.
There's no such thing as someone else's child.
The question today is, who is the pervert?
No such thing as someone else's child.
We know who the perverts are. There's one political party in this country that supports this junk. It's the Democrat Party. It's a party that castrates children, mutilates children, perverts children, grooms children, murders children, and indoctrinates children. We know who the perverts are. Who is the pervert?
Our nation's children are all our children.
All over the U.S., they're passing laws or set to pass laws where schools talk to children as young as 5 years old and convince them they're another sex and then deliver them to a facility, and the parents are not told where the children are, and the police under law say, we don't know where your child is, even though they've been kidnapped. That's the next step. Meanwhile, the UN has put out a report they've been working on for 2 years, put out by the ICJ, with over 60 judges from around the world. In Section 8, let's look at Principle 16. This is on page 22. Consensual sexual conduct with respect to the enforcement of criminal law, any prescribed minimum age of consent to sex must be applied to a non-discriminatory manner. Enforcement may not be linked to the sex, gender of participants, or the age of consent. Moreover, sexual conduct involving persons below the domestically prescribed minimum, whatever your country is, they override it. Age of consent to sex may be consensual in fact, if not in law. In this context, the enforcement of criminal law should reflect the rights and capacity of persons under the age of 18 or age to make decisions about engaging in consensual sexual conduct and their right to be heard in matters concerning them, pursuant to where evolving capabilities and progressive autonomy, persons under 18 years of age should participate in decisions affecting them with due regard to their age, maturity, and best interest, as with specific attention to non-discriminating guarantees. And when you read this, the legislation that passed in Washington State and is introduced all over the country, and when you read the UN saying, we're going to ask your 7-year-old if they want to have sex with men or adults.
In the past year, dozens of world leaders have joined my circle of leadership to prevent sexual exploitation and abuse in UN operations.
This was already years ago. I reported this 15 years before this ever came out, because it was already known in Germany and in Canada. In one city alone, over 40 years, 30,000 children were placed with convicted child rapists as young as age 2 to form a new family, boys with pedophile men, girls with pedophile women, so they can be recruited to form a new civilization. And you've got to go read what they do for the children. This is done in the middle school flash 2 edition. Identity terms. And they just say, what are you? Female, queer, cisgender, gay, transgender, trans, gender, you learn reading, writing, arithmetic, you learn this, gender fluid, bisexual, straight, male, lesbian. I mean, they're jumping over the line a million miles. I mean, they're not crossing the line. They are just absolutely no parental rights. Your children belong to us. We'll give them abortions. We'll sterilize them. We'll cut their genitals off. We'll take them away from you. We won't tell you where they are. I mean, this is what every authoritarian state does. They just usually turn the kids into spies and workers and soldiers. But the globalists are like, oh, we're going to sterilize them and turn them into sex workers.
Annie, what happened after you left your village?
If someone just molests your son or daughter, they can get over it. But if someone could brainwash your son or daughter to be chemically castrated so they're stunted, so they have major health problems, so they're dwarfing, so they then have their genitals cut off, isn't that far more brutal than just raping your child? Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. It's Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. We are live.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is the New World Order. It's already lawless. It's already gone to hell. This is a takeover. And you can sit there and play games all day long. Stalin just wanted totally obedient slaves for his industrial revolution for global domination. He's willing to kill 40 million people to do it. The New World Order is worse than Stalin. It wants to kill you in a very orderly fashion. Okay, I'm not up here saying all this wild stuff to sound shocking. You think I want to take all these psychotics for no reason? You think I got a damn death wish? I have the opposite of a death wish. Going along with this is a frickin' nihilistic death wish. This is survival you're seeing. This is resistance you're seeing. This is not some heroic exercise. And so all the middle class and all the nouveau riche and all the wealthy people that aren't globalists don't get organized and don't dedicate their time and energy to fighting tyranny, or they try to hide and keep themselves safe, and that's why you're going to lose everything. Keeping safe with a criminal takeover ensures you get destroyed. Yeah, maybe you get eaten a little bit later. Where are your instincts? It's all the folks that live in the country clubs that think they're safe and that think that they're isolated from everything else who are going to wish to your dying minute you'd have done more when you had a damn chance.
I'm dying in your beds many years from now. Would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Gentlemen, it's Tuesday, April 25th, 2023, and just a few weeks ago, on March 8th, there's just a 26-second clip making the rounds on Twitter, but we're pulling the full video. I predicted they were going to be firing Tucker Carlson very, very soon. Now, I have a lot of contacts, not just Tucker Carlson, and I know why Tucker Carlson was fired. The media is reporting that Tucker doesn't know why Tucker was fired, and that's not true. They're also saying it's because a woman filed a sexual harassment suit because they hung up pictures of Nancy Pelosi with her breasts partly showing and Tucker laughed about it. That's not sexual harassment. I mean, you can have drag queen story time with giant fat men shaking their ding-a-lings in front of little kids, and that's okay. But if a conservative makes fun of Nancy Pelosi, oh my gosh, we're filing a lawsuit. Why, the producers hung up pictures and made fun of her. You go around this office, there's stuff like that everywhere. There's stuff of me looking ridiculous, Owen looking ridiculous, politicians looking ridiculous, Joe Biden with three heads growing out of his head. That's in one of the break rooms. How do women work on the Howard Stern show when he has strippers in there sucking each other's breast? Oh, he's liberal, though. So women can work in a work environment like that, which I would not want my wife or daughter to work in. And that's okay. Never hear a problem there. Or these Hollywood sets that are like whorehouses. But oh my gosh, Tucker Carlson, he's out at Fox. We're going to show you the evil Nancy Pelosi photo. That's why. No, that's a cover story. And so I'm going to tell everyone why Tucker Carlson was canned. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has his idea for it. All these other people have their idea, but I know why. Even though Tucker is not talking to his producers or anybody right now, and that's probably because of a contractual reason with his contract, and he knows that anybody he talks to could lie and say that he's talked, and so they could try to pull his contract before he can set up new operations, and you better believe he's going to be doing that. And I'm going to really push Tucker to launch quickly. And obviously, Tucker's made a lot of comments about InfoWars and has shown an interest in how this operation runs, and he's been down here. I'll just leave it at that. But no, Tucker Carlson's not going to be joining InfoWars. Obviously, the door's wide open, but that's not going to happen. Tucker's his own man and wants to be able to have his signature on what he does. But Tucker Carlson will be launching his own network platform system very, very soon. And so, Tucker, pushed the envelope as far as he could, and they violated his contract because he took a lot less money to have what he was told in his contract, that, by the way, is not public, is total freedom. But as soon as he shot to the top, since his 2016 contract, replacing Bill O'Reilly, they began to put pressure on him. And I have a lot of examples of this and a lot of information. And I know for a fact why Tucker was let go. And simply put, I'll walk through it here exclusively in the next segment. But here's the reason. Was it for taking on Big Pharma? Was it for trying to take on the illegal war in Ukraine? Was it for exposing the open borders? Was it for pointing out replacement migration and the UN and you will eat the bugs? And the answer is, it was all of it. It was all of it. It was the fact that he was becoming a super political populist icon, not just here but around the world, and was so measured and reasoned and charming and a real populist that they couldn't bend to their will with incredible offers. Most people at Fox have a contract that you will say what they want when they want. You have teleprompter reader contracts. You have contributor contracts. And really what News Corp has done since Roger Ailes got merged with it in the mid-1980s and late 1980s is control the conservative movement, not just here, but in the English-speaking world through Sky News, also owned by the Murdochs. They have, just on Fox News, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Last number I saw was over 300 paid contributors just on the political side, and the average amount they're paid is $50,000. And when they're paid $50,000, get to go on shows and be well known and all the rest of it, they tell you, you can't go on any shows unless we say, and you can't have anybody on unless we say. So most people at Fox are kept. They are owned. They are mouthpieces. Not Tucker Carlson. Not Dan Bongino. And only a few others. And remember, Lou Dobbs over on CNN was number one, with bigger numbers than Tucker even ever had. And they fired him for being a patriot. Remember back when CNN in the mid-90s was dominating with Lou Dobbs, who's just a guy that didn't want to destroy America, just a smart businessman, just a patriot. So that's what goes on here. And I know all about News Corp and all about Roger Ailes, and they offered me jobs and everything else. I know all of it, okay? And I'm going to tell you what's really going on when we come back. But this woman's lawsuit that's completely frivolous has zero, zero to do with the removal of Tucker Carlson.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You understand how things really work and understand the next phase of the massive purge and censorship and control this country's going under. I'm going to say something that is beyond critical right now. The public is now understanding that globalism is going to destroy them, impoverish them, and in many cases kill them. Totally collapsing the borders, collapsing the currency, massive wars, forced GMO, forced nanotech additives in the foods already happening. Poison shots, no bodily autonomy, just dystopia by design. That's this form of governance. That's the New World Order. And they cannot allow there to be iconic populists like Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Lou Dobbs. Now, Joe Rogan, who I love to death, knows every bit of this I know. He's just as smart as I am or smarter. And that's why 5 years ago I went crazy on him, because he was becoming a leftist and going along with their agenda. And I knew full damn well Joe knew what he was doing. And I'm not saying going after him made him tack and change his direction. But he later apologized to me, and I apologized for going too far. And over time, Joe really recognized that the dystopia he was seeing was real, and the globalists were real, and the big pharma and the New World Order is bad, and he has three daughters, two that are his biological, and that he had to fight them. And he's really started hitting on all cylinders. And I'm not the judge up here. I'm not the arbiter up here. I'm not policing people to make sure that they're good guys. But if I've been friends with somebody a long time, and I know full well that they know what's going on, and they join the New World Order, I'm going to come after them. Because I come after anybody that's prominent, even passively going along with this agenda, because that will destroy them as well. And that's what people really have to get into their minds and have that burned into your psyche. So, where to start here? Because this is really what I call a Rosetta Stone or a master key, a skeleton key. Because if you understand this issue, you understand the entire war for the future. Now, Tucker at the Heritage Foundation had a speech and a dinner after his show Friday night. Knocked it out of the park, and the full speech is on Infowars.com. And we're going to hear excerpts of it coming up today ahead of some amazing guests. And he said, it's the herd mentality killing us, and it's all the yes men and women, and it's people following this globalist program that is going to destroy us, and we have to get off this track. And there he is with some of the most elitist conservatives in the country, nodding and clapping. So he's well-spoken, a gentleman, very charming, and he's an ambassador of liberty, and that's why the system hates him, and he's winning. He's helping us win. So it was about 30 minutes to airtime yesterday, And the producer walks over and says, Fox just put a press release out. Tucker Carlson's been fired. And when I learned that news, it was like being punched in the stomach. Because I'm not in competition with Tucker Carlson. I'm trying to defeat the New World Order. And I had some conservatives call me and text me. And even one person in the office, a great person, God love him, said, wow, well, this just makes us bigger. Or, wow, you know, you're back to being the top dog now. Limbaugh's dead and Tucker Carlson's out at Fox. And I'm going to tell you something. It's that type of thinking that's going to lose us the whole damn planet. We're not up here trying to win a popularity contest. We're not here to have the biggest bank accounts. We're not here to be number one. We're here to kick the New World Order's freaking ass. Excuse me. These people are coming down on us, trying to take over our bodies, replace us with robots, massive child sex trafficking on record that they're running. And I'll get more to Tucker next segment, but let me say this. I got up at like 4:30 this morning, and I didn't know they had more Mayorkas hearings yesterday. And I watched those congressional hearings. They had Senate hearings a few weeks ago. And I watched probably 2 hours of it this morning. And I liked what I saw. Those congressmen, particularly the Republicans, were not trying to score points, and they were not putting on their normal affect of being Washington heads. They were desperate, saying, we have the Border Patrol confirming tens of thousands of kidnapped children, tens of thousands released pedophiles, foreign spies, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, total bedlam, mass shootouts every few hours. Our constituents are dying, fentanyl death everywhere. You are a criminal. You are lying, saying the border is secure. How can you sit here and do this to our country and do this to the people coming in? This is a war, and you are directing it with Biden against us. That's the rhetoric we need, because when you're being hit by something this corrupt, this evil, this out of control, and it sounds so crazy to even then state what's happening, that's how the enemy keeps winning, because they have all of this outrageous road warrior bedlam and insanity going on, and they've totally broken the border, and Mayorkas is saying, quote, the border is secure. I could play hours of these hearings. They're incredible. You should go find them. We'll have them posted at InfoWars.com. In fact, that's where I saw them this morning, is started watching them was InfoWars.com. So the good news is there is a beyond sense of urgency now, and the people aren't even looking and talking to Mayorkas like they hate him. They are saying, how could you be such a mass murderer? How could you be so evil that we can't believe you guys are actually doing this and that you're sitting there smirking about it? And you could see the nausea and the revulsion. They don't hate him. They are revolted by him. And they realize, and they said, our constituents are dying. Everything's collapsing. And there's a sense of do or die. And that people are finally getting it. That we're going to lose civilization and everything we've got if we don't remove these crazy people that have hijacked the world and are insane. And that are starting World War III. Tucker Carlson realizes it. I realize it. Joe Rogan realizes it. You realize it. And we now just have to, in every way we can, say no to this New World Order, Great Reset, collapse of civilization. I'll come back. Stay with us. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So, Sunday night I came in here on air and I raised the alarm and I said, they're getting ready to take out Tucker Carlson. And I played the clip five times, and I played it on Monday, of AOC with Jen Psaki on MSNBC saying we must ban Tucker Carlson and all the other conservatives because they're dangerous and they call for violence, which none of that's true, off of the airwaves with a federal law. I told you, that's a talking point. You can see all the 60-minute shows and everything else attacking Tucker in the last week. I said they're coming for his head, and they're coming for you next, because they can't carry out all this criminal activity unless they can do this. Because if there's anybody rallying against it, what they're doing is so atrocious, so criminal, so horrible, so destructive, that they'll never get it done. But they really are going to try to continue to execute this operation, because they've done it in countless other countries, and they want to set up their final global cashless society to control every facet of our lives and make current communist China look like a liberty-based wonderland. So here's a clip from myself back in June saying they're going to fire Tucker Carlson. And I believe Tucker. He's hardcore. He's awake. The left admits it. And so I predict he won't be at Fox News in the near future if he's unable to put this out. I'm going to leave it at that. All right. So we're going to play the full clip later, where I broke down the fact that he's going after the war, going after the poison shots, going after the border, explaining it's a plan, a designed operation by the globalists. Whole programs coming out, documentaries on Klaus Schwab, The Great Reset, The New World Order. They cannot allow it. So here is AOC responding, saying deplatforming works. Yes, silencing your opposition, just like Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin or Fidel Castro or Xi Jinping. I mean, this is bona fide tyranny. You know, if tyranny was a alcohol, then people like Richard Nixon was 4% beer, 4% alcohol. And then Obama tried to bring in 200 proof or moonshine level tyranny. We only got it up to about 100 proof. And of course, George W. Bush helped get the Patriot Act in. Same thing. Now with what Biden and the globalists and Klaus Schwab are doing, they're going all the way to 200% proof or 100% alcohol. I mean, this is what AOC is saying here is Joseph Stalin, V.I. Lenin level, open in your face. Yeah. See, I told you Tucker would be gone. You see what we did? See how we steal elections? See how we election meddle? See how we surveil you? See how we come after you? So dangerous. So let's go ahead and play her little celebration.
Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. Couldn't have happened to a better guy. What I will say, though, is while I'm very glad that the person that is arguably responsible for some of the most amounts of death threats and violent threats, not just to my office, but to plenty of people across the country, I also kind of feel like I'm, like, waiting for the cutscene at the end of a Marvel movie after all the credits have rolled. And then you see, like, the villain's, like, hand reemerge out to grip over, like, the end of a building or something. But deplatforming works, and it is important. And there you go. Good things can happen.
So that's how they've repackaged tyranny. If it was Hitler or Stalin in a military uniform in front of a military parade, we'd say, my gosh, that's pure tyranny. But it's a little cute, sweet, nice little lady. And that's the future of the Democratic Party. Packaging their authoritarian, totalitarian systems with women leading it as if she actually leads anything. So here's why Tucker Carlson was canned. For, quote, being out of control. But he took a lot less money to be able to have control of a show, and he was knocking heads with them on a continual basis and continued to say what he wanted. Now, he was told, you can have any guest on you want, your contract. He was told, no Alex Jones. And it made him so mad. And so that's why he would almost every week say, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right. I mean, probably 100 times. Alex Jones is right the last 4 or 5 years. To Alex Jones, you know, predicted all of this. Alex Jones. And he knows he's just turning the knife in him. And sending people to the show. And that made the system mad. And having Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on and promoting him and pointing out that the other big networks particularly took all that big pharma money so they could control the narrative. Sponsored by Pfizer. You saw that on all the networks. Fox, not as much as the others. At least at Fox National, almost none. So he went directly to the heart of the matter. The police state, the weaponized IRS, raising taxes on poor people, hitting on all cylinders. And so now they provide the false story that it's because they hung up a picture in the office of Nancy Pelosi walking on a boardwalk with her ginormous breast. And we showed that back at the time. It was funny. I mean, it's PG. That's what they fired him for. No, they got rid of him because he got too popular and upset the globalist apple cart. So here's some of the headlines. Fox Corporation shares plunge by 4% after Tucker Carlson's abrupt firing. Here's a shot of the last 5 days. You can see the massive plunge right there. Fox News loses nearly $1 billion in value after firing Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson departs Fox, pushed out by Murdoch, MSM. And it goes on from there. In a lawsuit, Tucker Carlson is accused of running a hostile work environment. You read it. Oh, my gosh. They hung up a picture on the wall of Pelosi, and the woman claims an intern said something anti-Semitic. Okay, there you go. It's all his fault. Here's the evil photo. Nancy Pelosi walking at the beach. Oh, my gosh, it's sexual harassment. And the media is reporting on a Newsweek. Oh, Nancy Pelosi comes with pictures of Tucker Carlson's office. Raised questions. Oh, my gosh. That was a month ago. Fox fired uncontrollable host Tucker Carlson to badmouth bosses. This Bloomberg article is actually more accurate than the others. And yes, that's it. Rupert Murdoch has been shopping around the big institutional buyers to sell Fox News. He already split the company years ago, what, 6 years ago, and sold part of it to Disney. And so Rupert Murdoch is looking to cash out. And to do that, he's got to make it more of a leftist network, even if it kills the network, because that's the point. They're going to pay him a giant sum. I bet when they do, it's going to be like $60, $70 billion is the number I would guess. And the money he's being paid is to kill it. Because the globalists have unlimited money. So he'll get $60, $70, $80 billion and sail off into the New World Order sunset. He knows his kids can't run it. He knows the globalists don't like it. It was designed to control the conservative opposition by having almost the entire conservative field as contributors with their secret contracts. On average, $50,000 a year for complete control over what they say and what they do to be on Fox, the little conservative beauty pageant. Blindsided, Tucker Carlson still has been given no reason why he was fired. As speculation is rife, Murdoch wants to sell Fox News, but find it harder with firebrand hosts as the network's main star. That's an accurate headline out of the Daily Mail. So, here's a false story, CNBC. Tucker Carlson leaves Fox News in wake of Dominion defamation settlement. That's not why it happened. We got a lot more on this coming up and excerpts of his Heritage speech where he points out he has...
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Fumbles re-election launch as deep state and big pharma scramble to bury news on lethal jabs, failed border, plummeting dollar. And then we also break down the whole Tucker Carlson situation. I went ahead and put up some private photos from Thanksgiving out in Florida. And Tucker is nearby, popped by to hang out with the family and have breakfast. And just such a great guy. So real. We talked for about 2 hours about the future and everything that's going on. There's a shot with Tucker and my wife, but the point is, he's just a real guy and a real patriot, and we're going to go hunting soon, and he just loves his country. What you see with Tucker Carlson is what you get, and here he is with my five-year-old daughter right here. She really likes Tucker. She wants to know we're going to go back and see Tucker again. That was, again, in the morning having breakfast. So that's what it comes down to, is just Americans wanting a future for our children. And our children have no future if we don't have a free country with a free press. You go to Erica Wolf Jones on Twitter if you want to retweet that photo and rub it in the left face, because yes, those are two modern leading Paul Revere's, and I'm not bragging to say I'm a modern Paul Revere. All of you are that spread the word and stand up to tyranny. Men, women, children, brown, black, white, all of us with red blood wanting a future that is pro-human and that's anti-globalist. And our talking points of the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset, of a pro-human future versus an anti-human future, are now the talking points. You as an audience of activists have broken through. We're winning. The enemy's losing. They admitted their own internal papers that have leaked. They're going to lose their new world order if they don't silence us. But you heard AOC. Tucker Carlson's the villain, and she doesn't want him climbing back up out of the muck. And when he tries to launch his own platform, we've got to deplatform that. That's why InfoWars is so critical. That's why any other independent outlet is so incredibly important. The Jack Posobiecs and the Drew Hernandezes and the Savannah Hernandezes and the Paul Joseph Watsons and the Darren McGreens and the Owen Schroyers and the Harrison Smiths, and the list goes on and on and on, and the icons that came before us, like Bob Fletcher, we never talk about, and G. Edward Griffin. Bob Fletcher is still alive. I had a dream about him 4 or 5 days ago. It was a dream like I'm around a table with Ted Gunderson and Red Beckman and Bob Fletcher literally having a discussion about how to defeat the New World Order. And so I went to the producers and I said, call Bob Fletcher, see if he's still alive. And he is. And so he's coming on the show tomorrow. And G. Edward Griffin is still around. I haven't been able to get him on in a year. I saw him pop up on one show and he looked still smart as ever, but like he's, you know, aged quite a bit. Looks great for his age, but he used to look like 30 years younger than he was. So these are the people we've really got to think and appreciate. You got to realize the footprint of a Bob Fletcher or a Ted Gunderson was like a millimeter compared to Tucker Carlson. That's like 1,000 yards. That's how big the footprint is of a Tucker Carlson or a Joe Rogan or an Alex Jones. Because the awakening is so big. So as bad as we think it is, it was those little pebbles in the water with people like Fletcher and people like Anthony Hilder, countless other incredible people, General Benton K. Parton, so honored to have known all these men. Some still with us, some not. And women. The Phyllis Schlafly's and the, and there's so many amazing ladies that have fought, like Charlotte Iserby, that exposed the entire deep state with Anthony Sutton and Anthony Sutton and just amazing individuals, the Ron Pauls, the Barry Goldwaters. Ronald Reagan, when he ran for office, talked about the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and the New World Order. I mean, that's who America is. We are the resistance, and our resistance is way bigger than it ever was. And we made the enemy come out of their holes and surveil us and censor us and bully us and try to imprison us and show the world who they are. Another icon, what, 73 years old? Hung out with him like the day before his 70th birthday at his house many times, but just Ted Nugent. That guy was in the early 1970s, hell, late 1960s, talking about the globalists of the New World Order. These are the incredible people that we are. All vindicated, stronger than ever, and the enemy is absolutely reviled. I remember a year and a half ago, the national news came out and said, Joe Rogan is lying, and Alex Jones is on. And they say that Bill Gates says his new vaccine makes 80% of people sick. I called Joe up, and I said, I'm going to send you the clip of him saying that. He goes, y'all know, we played it on the show. And so he just tweeted or Instagrammed that, and the video last time I saw it had like 10 million views, and literally had hundreds of thousands of comments, and you could scroll for hours and not find one comment pro-Bill Gates. But he still goes on these speaking tours and goes and pays for the media to have him on and tells us he's going to run our lives and he's going to control our bodies and he's going to make us eat bugs because he has to save face. But he knows, they know they're reviled, they know they're hated because of their actions. AOC, I get death threats and they're mean to me because of what you do, what you push, you monster. Tucker Carlson isn't saying come after your miserable ass. In fact, the last thing we want is somebody to blow you away, because then that turns you into a victim. We want to destroy your lies intellectually. We want to culturally take back the minds of the world to free them. And we're doing it. So Tucker Carlson is now complete. And I'm sure he'll go even further now. But it's not until you've been deplatformed. It's not until you've been lied about. It's not until you've hit the top and then been removed because you won the race. Just like in Ford versus Ferrari. That's a true story. About Shelby and the top British driver. That all happened, just like it is in the movie. Because I know some of those folks. They tell me it's dead accurate. But went on out in West Texas and the rest of it. With the Shelby Laboratories. And he had a driver that could beat everybody. But the owners came and said, we're putting three drivers on the road. And we want you to lose. And that's what the system loves. Just like in the movie Rollerball, the original one in the 70s with James Caan. Watch that movie because that's their plan. No more nation states, only mega cities that the globalists control. No paper, everything digital, no history anymore. And the executives come and demand James Caan's wife. And he has to give his wife over to one of the top executives. And then they're jealous of him and want him to lose the game. So they start killing off all of his team. But still he wins. And the final equation, it's about the Rupert Murdochs and people above him being able to sit back and watch greater men than them be destroyed for their own selfish power trip. That's why they want control of your bodies. That's why they want control of your children, because they are miserable trash. So it's your duty, as Paul Revere's, to share the articles and videos from this show and others, and please to support the broadcast by getting great products at the same time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get TurboForce, incredible 10-hour clean energy back in stock. Get krill oil. Get our amazing CBD oil that's the highest rated out there for half the price anybody else is selling it, guaranteed. Look it up. Go get the other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139 and keep us on air. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, they got dirty tricks going behind the scenes you wouldn't believe. They've got whole teams at the Justice Department trying to frame me and put me in prison right now. But that's okay. Paul Revere was getting shot at by the British. I know who I'm up against. I know what I'm doing. I'm only asking you to pray for us and to support us and to magnify us, because I'm not doing this to lose. I'm doing this for my children to have a future. And winning doesn't even mean Alex Jones lives or Alex Jones doesn't go to prison. Winning means in the end, these people don't blow up the planet and our children have a future. That's my victory. I'm honored to take these people on head on. But I need your help. I need you to commit to the fight. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back with hour number two, jam-packed.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.